And now it's time to check in with John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith as we look at the latest developments, and some of them are pretty positive. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, we have some encouraging numbers this morning from the government. This does delayed, but we'll take it. Just a few seconds ago, we got the consumer price index for last month actually down 0.1%. There's no signs of inflation whatsoever, at least according to the government. The core number, which is what you get if you take out food and energy, is up 0.1%. Now, if you look at the last 12 months, the headline number up 1%. If you take out food and energy, up 1.7%. Very benign inflation numbers, gives the Fed a lot of room to maneuver. We also just got retail sales numbers, and they were much better than was expected. Now, this, of course, is for last month. We don't know what the holiday season will bring. But they were up 0.4%. That beat expectations. If you take out automobile sales, up, still up 0.2%. Take out automobile sales and gasoline sales, still up 0.3%, much better than it was expected. We did just get the mortgage applications for the previous week, however, and they were down for the third straight week as mortgage rates continue to inch up. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage average number, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, 4.46%, with a 15-year loan at 3.52%. We got a number of companies reporting earnings this morning, and some of them kind of a mixed bag. Yesterday we got Home Depot's numbers, and they were very good. Lowe's numbers came out this morning. They beat Wall Street's expectations on sales, but they slightly missed by a penny a share what Wall Street wanted on earnings. That stock is down 3%, even though their net income was up 26%. Same-store sales up over 6%. Now, they say they continue to see improvement in the housing industry, which is what Home Depot said yesterday. John Deere, the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment, opposite story. Their stock up 4% before the market opens this morning. Even though their revenue was down, they did beat the expectations of Wall Street. They made $800 million versus about $680 million the same period of last year. JCPenney, their stock is up a little bit this morning, even though they lost $489 million. Now, that's almost that's more than triple this what they lost the same quarter of last year. Why is the stock up? Well, even though they're still bleeding and hemorrhaging money, the company said, quote, sales were encouraging in November. So far, we'll see what happens there. And kind of the last thing that you're going to hear from Nokia for a while, you know, I'd never heard of Nokia until a few years ago, and they started sponsoring the Sugar Bowl, first time I'd ever heard of them, and then they became the world's largest maker of smartphones. At one time, they had a 50% market share, did the Finnish company, down to 3% market share. Well, yesterday, their shareholders voted with a 99% approval rate to sell their mobile phone unit to Microsoft for about $7.4 billion. This will allow the company's remaining division, which is primarily a network equipment maker, to focus on that profitable business and quit trying to keep up with Apple and Samsung in the smartphone business, which they just keep getting so further behind they can't even see the taillights of the other companies, with a 50% market share down to a 3% market share in less than a decade.
Wow. I tell you, you do see those taillights try to catch up, and sometimes you just never do.
That's exactly right.
All right. John, thank you.
Take care, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You want to try to keep up at least with what's going on, and he can help you.